1 Pershin 9 Vav. Okay. Let's take a look. First of all, let's look in the Chumash. Sukkim. Aleph through, let's say, Yud Ches. Ela Dvarim, Asher Dibur Moshe, El Kol Yisrael, Bever Yarden, Bamidbar, Barava, Molsuf, Ben Paran, Ben Tofu, Velavam, Vakatiroz, Vedizaha. So these are the Dvarim, these are the words, the sayings, I shouldn't say the words, the sayings, that Moshe spoke to all the Jewish people on the other side of the Jordan, and it lists a whole bunch of places. Bamidbar, difference, you have to have two things, you don't have a difference, you only said one thing.
Words and sayings.
So, no, I said things originally. Things, not, even though it's, you know, right. It's not really, when words is, you know, like, tevot, it's things that he said. Okay. So, and then it has Yarden, Midbar, Arava. So there's discussion amongst the Mefarshim. Are these referring to real places? Or are they remuzim? Are they hinting to different places, etc.? It's a different Musar. That's what Rashi says. It's a hidden sort of Musar to the Jewish people about events that took place in certain areas, etc. Bechlal, Sefer Dvarim is called Mishneh Torah. Now, the Ramban says the idea of Mishneh Torah is that it's basically repeating. It's repeating. In other words, there aren't that many chidushim here, though there are extensions of dinim that we've seen before. But it doesn't just mean repeating. In other words, let's write over again in shorthand. In other words, there's a purpose to repeating. Hopefully, we'll become clear as we go along that as you go over Divrei Torah, it has a different sort of effect on you. The Netziv says it's called Mishneh Torah. He says Mishneh Torah is Pashegen Oraisa. That's where the Targum is Matargim. Right? When it says that the Melech has to keep with him, right? Mishneh HaTorah, right? He has to keep with him the Torah. So the Targum is Matargim that over there. That's later on in Sefer Dvarim. I'm talking about the king.
I had such a feeling.
Yeah, okay. Talking about the king. Talks about the king. The king keeping a Torah with him, so it's referred to as the Mishneh Torah, and the Targum over there says Pashegen Oraisa, which means the explanation of the Torah. So let's just see where we go. What's going on over here?
Pashegen means explanation.
Yeah, the biur. That's what the team wants to explain. Is Hakdama to Sefer Dvarim. He refers to it as Pashegen. Deraisa is the explanation, the biur of the Torah, So now the beer of the Torah. So now let's just take a look. Let's look at some of the psukim here. It appears to be that there's a lot of just very strange, you know, events all mentioned all together. Let's take a look at them. So it says Eilat Dvarim again. Asher Dibir Moshe. These are the Dvarim that Moshe said. Kol Yisrael be'Avir Yarden ba'Midbar ba'Rava Molsuf ben Paran ben Tovel v'Lavan Chatzeros v'Dizahav. Okay. Again, are they really are these all real places, or are they hinting to events that took place? Like Rashi says, that's the discussion amongst Rishonim. Acharas Hayom Mechorev. 11 days, right? 11 days. Mechorev Derech Har Seir Ad Kadesh Barnea. Right, 11 days from Chorev, from Har Sinai, right, by way of Har Seir Ad Kadesh Barnea till the place Kadesh Barnea, which is the place from which they sent the Meraglim. Vayhi ba'arboim shana ba'shtei asar chodesh, and in the 40th year, in the 11th month, okay, right, bechad lechodesh, diber Moshe. El Bnei Yisraelites were Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. If you count from Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is the 11th month. Right? Dibre Moshe al Bnei Yisrael, Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Oso Alehim. He spoke to them everything as that was good, that Hashem told him, commanded him concerning the Jewish people. After he struck down Sichon and Og, the Eva Yardin on the other side of the Jordan, the Eretz Moav, Hoyo Moshe Be'eras HaTorah Zosle Mor. So again, until now, it's all background. You know, where are we? Let's say, what year is it in? Okay, it's on the other side of the Jordan. It says Hoyo Moshe Be'er Es HaTorah Zosle Mor. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu began to be mevayer the Torah, and Rashi says to explain the Torah, and Rashi says Be'er is the Torah b'shivim loshon pir shalem. He explains him in 70 different loshonos, the 70 languages of the different nations. Okay. Then he starts, and now he begins the this is all prologue, and now Moshe Rabbeinu begins his preamble over here. Hashem Elokeinu Dibir Eleinu B'Chorev Lemor. Hashem spoke to us at Chorev, that's at Har Sinai. Rav Lechem Sheves Baharazeh, you've sat at this mountain enough time, right? Okay, this is they've been there a year. By Pasik Vav, now Pasik Zayin. Pnu Sulechem Uvo Hara Muri El Koshchina Barava Bahar Bashvilo Benegev Chof Hayam Eretz Kaniv Alvanon Adnar Gadol Napras. So go into Eretz Israel. This is a description of Eretz Israel. Go into Eretz Israel. Re'ein asati lifnichem es ha'oretz bo reshu es ha'oretz asher nishba Hashem avoseichem v'avrom nitzok v'yakov l'seis lehem l'zaron achareim. See that I've placed before you this land, right? Come and inherit it. This is the land that I swore to your forefathers, to Abram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, etc., and to their children, their progeny afterwards. Fine. V'omar aleichem be'isayi, and now all of a sudden now, of all the things to mention, it says, V'omar aleichem be'isayi le'mor, lo uchal levadi se'es eschem. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, at this point, at this juncture, again, he's all talking about where we are, and now, then he begins to talk to them and says, okay, then Hashem said to you at the end of a year, you're sitting in Har Sinai, right? You've made a Mishkan, you got the Torah, you made a Mishkan, whole 9 yards, now you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and then at that time, what does he say? He says, Lo uchal avadi l'seis eschem, I alone cannot carry you. Of all the things to say, right, I alone cannot lift you up, or carry you. That's pasuk we call tes. Lo uchal v'adi seis eschem. Hashem elokeichem hibra eschem v'inchem hayom kechukhei shamayim larov. Hashem reiko elokeichem, right? The Rebbeinu Shalom, your Lord, has made you multitudinous, has made you great. V'inchem hayom kechukhei shamayim larov. And you today are like the stars of the heaven. Yeah, they're so numerous. Hashem elokeichem v'oseichem yosef aleichem kachem elafamim. Hashem should bless you 1,000-fold. Upon this, and he should bless you as he has said to you. Echa, right? And this you'll note that the Balkora, when he's going to read this on Shabbos, he'll read with the niggun of Echa. Echa, esol levadi, torchachem, masachem, v'rivchem. How could I bear alone, right? All your torchachem, masachem, v'rivchem, your quarrelsomeness, your difficult, you really call it your argumentativeness, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so, again, he tells them, right, we've been, he said, a good year in Eretz Israel. It's time to go. Time to enter into Eretz Israel. What would he call it? And then the one thing he tells, he says, how can I bear you? How can I carry you? How can I carry you? Right? Lo uchal levadi seis lechem. I can't alone carry you. And he says, have you been blessed? You've been like the stars, etc. And God should bless you 1,000-fold more than that, etc. And how can I possibly carry, you know, all this burden, all the things to talk about? Very strange. Dafka, this pasuk that we're going to read in the Nigun of Eicha. So the Medrash brings down that three use the terminology of Eicha, right? Moshe Rabbeinu used the terminology Eicha. In this pasuk here, Eicha esol levadi tochachem maslachem v'rivchem. How can I bear your difficult nature, etc. We won't go into all the different perushim with tochachem maslachem v'rivchem means. And then, right, Yeshaya, right, also use the terminology Eicha, Eicha, Haisal, Zona, Kiryan, Nemana. How has the faithful city become like a harlot? And then Yirmiyah uses the terminology Eicha, Eicha, Yashua, Badad, Megillus, Eicha, how have they sit now, destitute and alone? Right, Eicha, Yashua, Badad, all alone.
Moshe said Eicha, he had the word that was.
Oh, somebody quotes the Medrash says, it's like what he quoted, it's like the Jewish people are like what you call it, like a matronisa, who is being described by her caretaker, one who sees her in her elevated state and yet recognizes there's a problem here. The Jewish people are flying high at this point, right? But Moshe Rabbeinu points out some sort of issue. Then afterwards, you know, when they lost it, yeah, and they were not behaving properly, they became like a harlot, the faithful city. That's Yishayahu, and that's referred to as being seen not to be, but he was being bepachazusa when she was behaving in a wanton fashion. Yeah, some dissolute fashion. And then, then Yirmiyah, right, sees her bechurbana, when she's been destroyed. So, when she's in her high point, when she's behaving in an appropriate fashion, after her punishment. Echa, echa, echa. Fine.
Moshe saw when he was at high point.
Yeah, because they were at this point, they had received the Torah, they built the Mishkan, he's telling them, you're going to go into Eretz Israel now, etc. And as a result, again, as we'll see as a result of what he said before, Echa ucha livadi, right? How can I, right? Lo ucha livadi. Lo ucha livadi, says this them. In Pasuk Tes, he said, I can't bear you, I can't carry you. So we'll see Rashi over there.
How do you say, lo is not, ucha is able, livadi is...
Alone? Seis eschem, bear you. So we'll see, when we do the last year of that, we'll get to there, but just want to see the broad overview first. We'll see that that's a reference to, I recall, I can't carry you, we need to appoint judges. Right? And then in Pasuk Yud Beis, it appears that he delineates further, you know, what the issue is. Echa, right? Esal avadi, chachem asachem rivchem, because you're very difficult natured people, etc. Okay? So we have to, Pasuk Yud Gimel, right? Says, Hashim, you bring people, Chachamim, Nevonim, right, wise, understanding people, known to you, the Shiftechem, you know them, they're the Tzadikim, they're the, what we call the wise people, these are the people that you know, right? I will appoint them as to be your heads. They'll be the ones who are going to be in charge of judging you. They'll set up the, what we call the judicial system.
You already did that already in Shoftim Shofar.
No, that's late. That's much later. The Shoftim is later in Sefer Dvarim, right?
Oh, okay.
That's talking about in Eretz Yisrael. Here we're talking about in the Midbar, right? Right. With Yisrael, Bidyuk, right? It would appear from Sefer Yisrael. Here's another example. Actually, when the Tziv says that this Torah, that Mishnah Torah is Patshegen Oraisa, the what do you call it? The Biur, the explanation of the Torah. So we see that there are certain things that we saw before that now become what we call become clear to us. Like if you read Parshas Yisro, it sounds like, well, it's just Yisro who's giving this suggestion. But we know that Hashem, even Yisro, is mamish the fact that Hashem is going to agree to him, and Hashem, as Moshe Rabbeinu relates him here, right? We'll see in the Rashi that that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't bear them alone. You need a judicial system. Okay. Once again, this is all very...
Hashem tells Moshe this?
We don't see it from the Pasuk here. All you see in Pasuk's here, so it looks like it's Yisro's idea.
Right.
Over here, in the Pesukim over here, you might have thought that it's Moshe's idea, right? But when we see Rashi, the way Rashi explains the Pesukim, again, what he called, Rashi understands the Pesukim much better than we do, right? We read it superficially, and we, you know, as long as we get a couple of nouns and verbs, you know, straight, so we think we know what's going on. Rashi tells us that you see from the Pesukim themselves that Shvohu told Moshe Rabbeinu this, right? Told Moshe Rabbeinu this, that he can't do it alone, that he needs what he called a judicial system. Fine. Vata'anu osi v'tomu tova davar shedibarka lasos. And you jumped at the opportunity, right? And you said, wow, that's a great, what do you call, that's a great thing, that's a great idea. Right, that's what he called. It's a good idea that you suggested, right? Baruch Hashem, blessed once again. Good idea. Have a look. They did that right. Yep. You said to me, great idea, Moshe Rabbeinu, great idea. Yeah, that's what we want. Rashi explains over here why were they so eager to do this. right? Because well, we'll know the guys, then we'll slip him a little moolah, right? You know, and he'll understand, you know, right, God, you know, and then it'll be an easier case. It'll be an easier case for us. We'll be able to deal with them a little bit better. Of course, what they should have said, as Moshe Rabbeinu points out, you should have said, who's it better to hear from? From you? Who would he call Makabal or Torah, from the Rabbeinu Shalom, or from your students? But they didn't say that. Okay. Latachas Rosh Yishivteichem, Anoshim Chacham Yidun, Vekenos Amroshim Aleichem, Sorei Alafim, Sorei Vimot, Sorei Vimchamshim, Sorei Asarot, Sorei Vimchim, Sorei Yishivteichem. And I set up a whole judicial system. The whole judicial system. I want you to listen to all the cases, to probably judge them properly, etc., between each person. Right? I want you to make sure that you don't take any graft. I want you to make sure that you treat each person in an equitable fashion. I want the justice to take place exactly. And if there's something too difficult for you, you come to me and I'll straighten it out. I told you exactly what I told them, right? I told you, the Jewish people, exactly everything you need to do. Okay. Fine. Then afterwards he tells them, we're not going to continue reading the psukim. He tells them that they came to send out spies. They came to him, they said, we want to send out spies. He sent out spies. How did he come to him to request spies? In one big, mass of everybody pushing and shoving, go, we want to send out spies, we want spies. And there's all the respect that they should have allocated, right? That's in Pasuk Chavez. You all came all together. In other words, I told you, right, again, let's go over the recall. This whole story over here. We were at Chorev, and I'm telling you, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. I said at that point, I can't bear you. I can't carry you myself. As we'll see from Rashi says, Hashem told me that I can't carry you myself. And as if I wanted to, I would have done it. But Hashem told me I can't carry you. What do we have to do? We have to set up a judicial system. Right? Where are we going to get these people for the judicial system? You're going to bring me the people. You're going to be the people that you respect, the people that you think are worthy, etc., the people that you know, the people that you have a relationship with, etc., and they're going to be these honorable tzaddikim, these wise men, these understanding people. They will be your judges. That's the way it's going to be. And we set up the entire judicial system. And then you said you wanted to send out spies in Pasuk Chabez, right? And there, all the respect that you should have been showing to all these people that you chose, etc., goes by the wayside. Everybody comes pushing and shoving all together. The young before the old before the already called next to the young, the already called the skinnier in the back, pushing, everybody shoving, pushing, right, etc., etc. We want to send out spies! What happens to the order? No order. No order. No order. Okay. Okay, so that's the sort of thing. So it's a very strange thing. Very strange that of all of the subtopics, right, of all the subtopics, the appointment of judges, yeah, and Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that he is incapable of carrying them, is a focus here in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, as he's giving them, right, he already was maramis them, certain musar, etc., etc., etc. Very, 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 very interesting thing. Very interesting thing. Why is this being brought up? Okay. So now, let's leave that by the wayside for a moment. Right? We'll come back to that at the end. Let's start again now with the Medrash. Medrash says as follows. Medrash says, Eladvarim, this is the right? Right? We already learned that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevayer the Torah in 70, right? In 70 languages. He taught in 70 languages. Hoyo Moshe, Pasuk Hei. Beir ho Moshe Beir es HaTorah. Hazos Lemor, Rashi says, Be'er es HaTorah, B'shivim Lashon Pirshalem. He explained to the Jewish people the Torah in 70 languages. 70 languages of the nations. Says the Medrash, Eila Dvorim, Halacha. Right, we've got Halacha. This is Medrash Rabbah, which is what we call the Medrash Agoda. But he says, Halacha. Adam Yisrael, Ma'u Shiyem Mutul O'Lichtov Sefer Torah B'chol Lashon. Are you allowed to write a Sefer Torah in any language? Kach shonu chachamim. So the chachamim taught. Ein bein svarim l'tfilin ha-mezuzas el shasvan nechfav l'chol lashon. So they bring down, from what we know from Masechta Megillah as well, right? That the Torah can be written, right? The Torah can be written in any language according to the chachamim. Tefillin and mitzvot have to be written in Lashon HaKodesh, bedafka. But Torah can be written in what you call more than one language. Rabbi Gamliel says only Yevonis. Fine. Let's continue on into the bold, continuing the bold in the Medrash here. Amar Kodesh Bochum. Re'ei Lashona Shel Torah. Look at the Lashon, the tongue, the language, right, of the Torah. Machaviva. How precious, how beloved it is. Shemrapas HaLashon. It heals the tongue. Torah has a capacity to heal the tongue. Minayin, how do I know? Shekein Ksiv, Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim. That the healer of the tongue is the Eitz Chaim, is the tree of life. The Ein Eitz Chaim, El Torah. And the Torah is called Eitz Chaim. Shenamar, Eitz Chaim, Hilan Achazikim Ba. Right? Etc. Right? Ulashon Eshal Torah Matir Es HaLashon. The Lashon of the Torah is Matir. It unbinds the Lashon. Right? Lahatir. Lahatir means what you call matir asurim, to unbind one who has been fettered. Yeah? Matir es aloshon. Teidelacha. La'atzid lovo. You should know that in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ala mi Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring up trees from Gan Eden. Ilonos shel Torah. Meshubachim. Right? Praiseworthy. Right? Praiseworthy. What do you call it? Praiseworthy trees, right, of Torah. Umar hu shvachan, and what is their greatness? What's their praiseworthiness? Shemirapim es haloshon. They heal the tongue, right? The fruits themselves will have Torah in them, and the leaves, right? The leaves can be used to eat and to heal. They'll heal our tongues. They'll heal the tongues of whoever needs to have his tongue healed. Fine. Continuing down to the bottom of the medrash there, the bold again. Yeah, Reish Lakish Omar. Reish Lakish says, "Ma lanu lilmu b'mokam acha? Why do we have to learn from Psukim in Yeshaya and Yechezkel? Right? Why do we have to learn from Psukim even in Mishle that the Torah can heal? Look at the Torah itself. Ma lanu lilmu b'mokam acha? Nilmu b'mokomo. Let's learn from the Torah itself." Moshe Rabbeinu, Achol Zocha LeTorah Ksivbo Lo Ish Dvarim Anochi. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and says, "Okay, you're going to go and talk to Paro." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Lo Ish Dvarim Anochi. I'm not a person of words. I can't speak to Paro." Kaven Shazocha LeTorah. But once he was Zocha to Torah, Nisrape Lashono, his tongue was healed. VeHischil Ladaber Dvarim, and he began to speak Dvarim, his own Dvarim. Right? These are the words, right? Eilu Dvar Moshe, Diber Moshe. Moshe speaks Torah and has a din of Torah's Hashem. Moshe speaks Torah and it has a din of Torah's Hashem. Minayim yimash shekarinu be'inin Eilu Dvar Moshe, Diber Moshe. So Reish Lakish says, we see the capacity of Torah to heal a person, to transform a person, in that Moshe Rabbeinu said about himself in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Lo Ish Dvar Manoch, I'm incapable, I'm not a person of words. Again, let's understand also the concept of words we've spoken about before, that the concept in Lashon HaKodesh, unlike in other languages, words, right, or objects, I should say, are not referred to as talkables. Right? In Lashon HaKodesh, Dvarim, things, thing one, thing two, right? If you also remember, yeah, it's then recall, yeah, things are called talkables, Dvarim, Dibur. Why? Because b'divar Hashem Shamayim Nasu Baruch Piv Kol Tzva'am. Because everything is an encapsulation. It's a concretization. Everything that we see is a concretization of Hashem's word. And it's the nucleus of everything, the spiritual nucleus of everything, of every object, of every experience, of ourselves, is the word of Hashem. The word of Hashem. And so, when a person, as it were, comes into contact with Torah, the way Moshe Rabbeinu came into contact with Torah, now he went for a person who was incapable of being an Ish Dvarim, of being it. He was able to speak, but he wasn't able to convey, to communicate, right? The Dibur of Hashem, that was in everything. That was his hesitance, right? That's why he hesitated to go to Paro. It's reticence, I should say. He had to go to Paro. Why? Because I won't be able to translate it into it for him. I won't be able to do it for him. I won't be able to formulate the Dvarim, your Dvarim, for him.
But after Torah, Hashem says, don't worry, I'll be with you. But at the end of what he called here in Sefer Torah, now Moshe Rabbeinu himself speaks Dvarim. He speaks Torah. It becomes part of the Torah. It's his words, but it's part of the Torah. Says the Sfas Emes. B'medrash, Shma Pe Loshem Eitz Chaim. So the Medrash, he cites the Medrash that we just read. It's from the Chav Mecha Loshem, etc. Mishazacha L'Torah, Eila Dvarim. Ki HaTorah Nosenes Chaim L'Chol Nivroim. He stakel b'araisa, Kosh Baruch Hu looks at the Torah, right? Ubra alma. What do we have? Kosh Baruch Hu uses a blueprint called the Torah. There's a Kosh Baruch Hu created the Torah as a blueprint. He stakel b'araisa, HaKosh Baruch Hu, right? Looks into the Torah, ubra alma, and he creates the world. And the creation of that world is kibedvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. Hashem speaks out. He looks. So therefore, when the Torah is the blueprint from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke out the creation of the world. The life force and everything, the nucleus of everything, it's makor of this creation of existence, reality, with what we're familiar with and what we're even not familiar with, but what is called reality, Metzius. Yeah, it's very being is from the Torah. Therefore, it has the capacity to untie the knotted tongue. Right? The tongue which is incapable of expressing when it comes into contact with Torah, Torah unties it. Shiloshonos ha'umos he'mechokos me'akedusha u'mizgashmim. The terminology, the language of the nations of the world is distant from Kedusha. It becomes very physical. It becomes very superficial. It appears to have a separate existence from the words of truth that are the nucleus of everything that exists. We know it.
The language of the world, right?
In other words, how do we understand language? Right? And as we go out into the street, right? Most people in the street can't even get that far, but whatever. But let's say, how do the intellectual people understand language? Right? There's Mr. Grog and Mrs. Grog, right? Mr. Grog likes Mastodon burgers because mastodons are not that woolly, and he doesn't like the hair getting stuck in his teeth. He would like Mrs. Grog to make him mastodon burgers. Mrs. Grog doesn't know that her husband likes mastodon burgers because they don't know how to communicate, so she makes him woolly mammoth cutlets. Right? Mr. Grog comes home. He's very upset. He's got woolly mammoth cutlets instead of mastodon burgers. He clubs Mrs. Grog senseless, right? The world can't continue like that. So because of the needs of the world, language evolves. And now we know how to communicate. So Mr. Grog will no longer, right, have to be Mrs. Grog senseless, which is not good for the continuity of the family, etc. Species has to be able to continue, and so language evolves. That's the way people look at language. And even if they don't look at it like that, right, that's the way they treat language. Right? Language is what language is. Yeah, it's just a means of communication, just, you know, solving some problems here and there. But the truth is that language, speech, Lashon HaKodesh, is the very shorish of the Bria. So now, when you're speaking Lashon HaKodesh, and you're relating to the ideas, the concepts of it, you have a different perception, right? Your connection to Torah gives you a different connection to as we said before, objects, to events. You translate it differently. You look at it differently. We mentioned the story so many times after the first Gulf War when I went back, I was in the United States, and somebody asked me about what was going on in Eretz Yisrael, and I told him it was Nisim and it flows, you know, like in a whole roller 9 yards, right? Missiles falling, 39 missiles falling, people not being killed by them, being buried up to the neck, cherry pickers taking off all the rubble, and they're unscathed, etc., 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 unbelievable thing, ending on Purim, Really? You know, like I could have gotten a job as an Oral Roberts substitute, right? Etc. And the guy says to me, yeah, I wonder what Bush is going to do next. I said, Bush? I wasn't talking about Bush. This was Bush 1, right?
Right.
I wonder what Bush is going to do next. I said, Bush? Okay, this guy's got earwax. Let's roll it by him again. Okay, come, sister, Mimi, let's go get him. I give him all 9 yards again. You know, da da da, etc. Right? And he said, yeah, I wonder what Baker has in mind. Baker was the Secretary of State then. Bush, Baker, Candlestick Baker. I wasn't talking about this. But the events speak differently. Right? If you have a connection to Torah, so the events speak to you differently. If you don't have a connection to Torah, so it's a whole different ballgame. You see the same thing. You see the same. You hear about the same event, but it means two different things to two different people. So now it's what we call the Lushan of the Umos, right? The nations, the world's what we call tongues, etc. They're tied up in knots, tongue-tied. Yeah, why? Because they can be very expressive, as it were, but it's cut off, it's bound up from the truth that's hidden inside, because that's not what words are made for. Look at all the words in the newspapers, etc. Mikomakim, Ayudishin is Slabshu Batorah, but also Loshon, Misrapa Loshon, Umiskarvos Gamkin Lakdusha. Sasem is coming to explain over here. Sasem is coming to explain. Note, it's a very interesting thing. What the Sasem is telling us over here is explaining two things, really. The Medrash is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the capacity to be able, as it were, to communicate the truth that was inside of everything when he first started off his mission in Sefer Shmos. But in Sefer, what he called, or in Sefer Dvarim, he speaks the words himself. So now Moshe Rabbeinu has the capacity, as it were, to extract the truth from everything, from every object, from every experience, translate it into words and communicate it to somebody else. That's Eila Dvarim. The Pasuk also says, Yehoel Moshe Beir, the Torah, explained in 70 Lashonot. Right? So the Sfasemis is telling us over here that the once the Torah is translated into those Lashonos, it has the ability to untie the knots of those Lashonos. Of those Lashonos. In other words, you can transform, you begin to transform. Again, there'll never be Lashon Kodesh. There'll never be Lashon Kodesh. But you can untie the bonds that those Lashonos are in by bringing different Torah into those Lashonos. Nachon? That's what the Sfasem is saying over here. That's a new idea. Because what we're doing is we are untying the bonds of those languages by having Torah written in those languages. It transforms those languages. Once you translate the Torah into those languages, you have the capacity to conquer those languages, to transform those languages. Because eventually the whole world, right? Bayom Hashem Echad Shmo Echad, right? One day, the whole world will call out B'Safa Achas, they'll all call out in one language, as it were. They'll recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. But we need to retranslate. We need to inject. Okay? Continuing the bowl, Moshe Kosser, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lashon Lo Ish Dvorim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I'm not an Ish Dvorim." Hello, Divrei Hashem Yisroch Adas. Rak lehepuch, ledaber leparo, lehachnis maimer Hashem beloshen amuvan leparo. Zelo ayakodim Yitzias Mitzrayim. When it's in the Torah, he couldn't, as it were, take the maimer of Hashem and put it into something that was understandable to Paro. So we see Moshe Rabbeinu is transformed, right? Languages have the capacity to be transformed. As Kaiso enters into Eretz Yisrael, it was written in 70 Lashonos. Which customers are Kodesh, Adibur, Hayabagolos, Ein Sham Ve'era. The Zohar says that before Moshe Rabbeinu came to Mitzrayim, the Dibur itself was in Golos. It wasn't just the Jewish people were in Golos. Dibur, speech was in Golos. Speech was in Golos. In other words, because the words were like, you know, like when people looked at words,
yeah,
like Polonius, words. Right, that means nothing. What does it mean? It's words. Nothing. Words. Right. Nothing. Words are cheap. So I said it. Big deal. But in the Torah, words are everything. Ba'ataksiv hoyel Moshe Beiris HaTorah Perish Zal V'shivim Lashem Shehichnis Or HaTorah V'chol Loshonos. So those are the two things we see so far in the Sfas Emes. V'zeh kol inyan Mishnah Torah. This is the whole inyan of the Mishnah Torah, of Sefer Dvarim. Shechazra Torah Kemoshin is Kabbal Yisrael, to go over the Torah the way it was Kabbal Yisrael. Ki divrei Torah ain't shir l'kdushasam. There's no limit to the kedusha of the Torah. To go over the Torah, to chaz over the Torah, always awakens new things in the Torah, because the Torah is endless. You never just go over it. You go over it, and there's always a new insight, a new understanding. Right? You hear this?
How does that? What do you say? So I have to teach Torah to awaken new things.
So now, so what do you call it?
You say it was
as you learn it again.
To seek the truth out of everything.
Right, but as you learn, when you learn it again, it penetrates more deeply. Uh-huh. You understand it more deeply. Now we're getting also now into the idea over here that Rashi told us that this sefer is all about tochacha, reproach. Because what's in tochacha? Tochacha is you say divrei Torah to a person, right, and it penetrates inside, and it gives him the capacity to transform the inappropriate deed that he did before. Try to transform it into what he called into connection to Hashem, right? Either through his remorse, right, or what he called beyond that, his new found energy to find a different, better path, etc., etc. So the tochacha itself also opens up new vistas. The dvarim has the ability, as it were, to be able to penetrate objects and experiences and explain them differently. Dibur, in the form of tochacha, has the ability to enter into the person and to uncover, right? To remove the filth, to remove the darkness that he's brought into himself, and lehevich, and to light up areas that before that were never lit up, and perhaps even lit to light them up even more and more brightly than they were even before he sinned. That's the idea of what he called of zdonos. A person does tshuva me'ava. So tochacha has the ability to penetrate inside the person and to uncover inside the person. Ukifima shekibul bnei Yisrael hichzir yimon v'him shecheores the Torah batzmus v'kotzav medrash v'chilo diber Moshe rak eila dvarim rak divrei tochachos ayin sham uperish tochachos shenichnas hadavar betocha adam v'zeh nikra dvarim. You speak to somebody, dibur. You communicate to somebody, you guide, right, the person. The words, when the person gives tochacha properly, and the other person is willing to accept the tochacha properly, so now that's a new vista that's conquered by the Torah. It's a new vista that's conquered by the Torah.
What's the vista?
You're inside. Right? So we've got the koach of Torah can give the nations, right? It can, as it were, undo the tongue-tied nations, because they're thinking of language as what you call the requirements of evolution of Mr. Grog and Mrs. Grog, yeah, etc. And words are cheap, and words, etc. But once the Torah is what you call is attached to it, it reveals a whole new meaning to what words are. Torah can also be turned inward. Torah can be even the dvarim of sefer dvarim starts out with tochachos, which, as it were, uncovers the darkness inside the person and brings a light into the person where previously there was no light. Torah has that. The dvarim of this sefer has the ability to do that as well. Four lines up from the end of the Tzfatemis here, in the middle of the line. Right? V'shamati ma'adoni avi skeini mori v'rabi zal amashakosu b'shivim l'asham perish lehem. Why would he call the Chedush Arim, right, says, why do you have to be mefarish the Torah to the Jewish people in 70 Lashonos? Mainly, if we know that the Torah was written, let's say, on the stones on the Mizbeach they built, so the nations of the world should see, so they should untie their tongues. But why does that have to be said to us in the 70 Lashonos? Says
why,
the,
why does it have to be explained to people
to Jewish people in 70
Lashonos?
Oh, Lashon HaKodesh, right? What do they need in 70 Lashonos? B'diyuk. It says the Chidush Arim.
What?
Shemati me'adoni avi skeni mori v'rabi zal from the Chidush Arim. Hamashakos v'shiv Lashon peir shlem. Umanitzrach zeh. Rakshish la'ayin umos ayin madregos lisnagid l'kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu himshich or atorah shiyuchlu lizdabek bo af shiyu v'golus. Tachas kol uma ayin sham. In other words,
Wherever we are,
right?
Okay, whatever language we're speaking, we're going
to
do it.
We'll be able to connect to Torah. So now this is the third vista or fourth vista of the way the Torah, as it were, has the capacity to transform.
What's the answer?
Because the Jewish people are going to go into Gullus one day. They're going to be scattered across the 70 nations, recall, through the 70 nations of the world. Right? Well, we're there, yeah.
No, we're sort of there.
Yeah, okay.
Some of them are still there.
Yeah.
It's just
that
they won't be long.
Right. We could be here and we're still there also. Right. Right. That we know. Right. To just read Haaretz. Yeah. So what he called. So. What are we doing? We have the ability, right, to extract the kedusha that's found. I heard from Moshe Shapiro, he said that's the pshat that Klai Yisrael was sent out into the Golos to bring in the Geirim, right? It doesn't just mean the physical proselytes, the physical people of Mizgayer. It means to be able to gather in the Nitzotzos of Kedusha that are found, right, scattered all over the world in the different cultures. There are Nitzotzos of Kedusha by our being able, as it were, to attach ourselves to Torah, even though we're in the culture of one of these 70 languages, we're able to extract the Kedusha from there as well. So the Devarim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is defining for us the Koach of Torah over here. Look at me! I was Lo Yish Devarim Anochi, and now Eila Devarim Asher Diber Moshe. Torah has the capacity, as it were, to transform the person. I've become a person. I've become the Navi of Hashem, the fifth book of the Torah. I'm going to speak, and it's going to be the words of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability, as it were, now to be able to communicate it to the rest of the world. It's translated into 70, what he called 70 languages now. Torah has the capacity to transform the nations of the world. To untie, as it were, the bonds that their languages are tied up in. Torah has the capacity, as it were.
Look where Atlanta. That's the destruction of Iran.
No, what do you call
it? That could be the downfall.
No, it didn't. No, Chas v'Shalom, not this. This didn't cause the downfall. It caused the downfall is where we were over in the first place of Midrash Gilra Shvich Zaman of Avodah Zarah. We were over in the Chet HaMeraglim. Before then, we call that's our problem. As we'll see. Right? So in any event, Torah has the ability to penetrate. Right? Torah has the ability to penetrate. To penetrate, and even when we were living in that culture, as it were, to extract the Kedusha, the Nitzotzos of Kedusha that are found there. Right? To extract the Nitzotzos of Kedusha that are found there. And Torah, in the form of Tochacha, has the ability, as it were, to penetrate. The Dvarim has the ability to penetrate. Dvarim Kashim, Dvarim, spoken to me, expectations. It penetrates us and transforms the darkness that's inside of us. That's safer, Dvarim. That's safer dwarm. So now let's go back to what we were talking about before.
What?
Right? We're talking about the idea of judges and what do you call it? This whole, you know, the whole nine yards and why Doc of all these things to pick, right? All these things to choose to talk about in terms of the preamble of, you know, of this is what happened, you know, I can't bear them, etc. So now let's go back to Pasuk Tes. We have the Rashi here also. Pasuk says, "V'omar lechem ba'esa yilei mor lo uchal levadi se'es eschem." I do not have the ability to carry you. Says Rashi, what does that mean? "V'omar lechem ba'esa yilei mor." First of all, the pasuk is strange. "V'omar lechem," and I said to you, "Ba'esa yilei," at that time, at Chorev, at Sinai, "lemor," saying. Let me say. I just said saying. Not by Daver Hashem Moshe Lemor. Hashem said to Moshe, "You say to Bnei Israel, 'Vomar Aleichem.' I said to you, saying, We're getting paid by the word. It's Dickens, right? What's going on? So Rashi understands. Well, Mar Lechem basically more. Mar Lechem more. What's Lechem more doing here, says Rashi. Amalem Moshe lo mi'atzmi ani omer lechem elim pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, what I'm telling you now was something that was told to me to tell you. That's the part of the Lechem more. That's Lechem more. Lechem more is, I'm telling you that I was told to tell you. I was told to tell you. That Hashem said it. Lo uchal levadi se'es eschem, says Rashi. Efshir shalaya Moshe yachol ladunis Yisrael. Is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't judge the Jewish people? That's ridiculous. He couldn't judge the Jewish people. Adam showed tziyam mi Mitzrayim. The one who took them out of Mitzrayim. The karlahem es hayam. Moshe is the greatest Navi. Right? He's the greatest Navi. The teva, the natural order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, is like silly putty in his hands. Because he's Davik in the Ribbono Shel Olam completely. He took them out of Mitzrayim, the Kor Lehem Es Hayam, Vehoreid Es Haman, and he gave them a man, Vehigiz Lehem Es Haslav, and he gave them a slav, Vehayochol Adunam, and he couldn't judge them. Is this a deficiency of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't judge them? Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people, Hashem told me that I can't carry you. Lo chalav adi seis eschem, I can't carry you. Can't carry you. Can't carry him? What's the problem?
Why does it say he gave him a slav? I mean, that's almost like a negative thing. Like, you know, I took a bit of a try, and I understand that's a good thing, you know, and the other things, these are good things. And I gave him, you know, I gave him meat. What you're going to choke on, you know?
Because the slav did appear even earlier also.
Uh-huh.
It appeared even earlier. Then it went away.
In other words,
right,
the
initial
one. Gave them what they want, they needed what they
needed. Right. Right. Only later on, Sefer Bamidbar, so then everybody called, they got carried away, and right, etc. Elakach omer lehem, Hashem elokeichem, hirba eschem, higdil. This is what he explains, because what's the next pasuk? The next pasuk after pasuk tes. Right? He says, I can't bear you, why can't I bear you? So he says, pasuk yud, Hashem elokeichem, hirba eschem, Hashem made you great. Vinchem ayom kechver shamayim lorov. You like the kochavim, the shamayim. And all of their multitudes, says Rashi, he says, why can't I carry you? Hashem lekechem hirboi eschem, higdil veheirim eschem. He made you great and lifted you up. Al dayanechem, above your dayanim, above your judges. He lifted you up above your judges.
The people?
The people. Lifted you up above your judges.
So that you don't need to be judged? You don't
it's a very strange terminology. What does that mean? Natal, says Rashi, Natal, es ha'onesh mikem, he took the punishment from you, v'nasnu ala dayonim, and he put it upon the dayonim. What in the world does that mean? The kach amar Shlomo, and Shlomo said the same thing. Mi yuchal lishpot es amcho akaved hazeh, who can judge this heavy nation? Is it possible? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest Navi. Cholmelech was the wisest of all men. They can't judge the Jewish people. It's really so difficult. Goodness gracious. Right? Felix Frankfurt or Lahav de Aluf Abdullah. Right?
When it says to be judged, what does it mean to be judged by
them? Lachor, here we're talking about Choshen Mishpat, litigation.
In other words, for someone to litigate. Someone to be the overseer of the, you know, of the arguments and then decide.
Chora, yeah. Dayanim, dayanos. Elakach amishlom be'ein dayane umazu k'dayane shara ubos. Or we call him shimdan v'horeg. He brings down also what he called capital cases. If he judges and kills umake v'chonek. If he recorded issues of order for a person to be flogged v'chonek or to be choked to death. Umatez dino, and if he would call it, if he distorts, he would call the judgment. Ein mikach klum. Ein mikach klum. Right? It's not nothing. Who cares? Anim chayavti mamon shelo kedin nefashos ani nitpa. If I would chayav mamon inappropriately, I forfeit my life. Shneim rebbe kava es kovechem nefesh. So what's going on over here? I think the idea over here is as follows. In regular judges, right? So the judges are the creme de la creme, right? Look at the Israeli Supreme Court, etc. They see themselves as what he called as the reincarnation of what he called of the wise men of Athens, right? Right? What he called, we know the truth, you the hoi polloi, you the rabble, you the riffraff, you the Dravidians, what he called of the Jewish people, right? We'll instruct you as to what the light is, right? And so even if they make a mistake, what difference does it make? We're trying to create the order, and we're loftier, higher than you, etc., right? And if you make a mistake, say it's not a good thing, but okay, nish is a gefelach. It's not so terrible. At least we've got our order more or less in place. That's not the way it is. The purpose of mishpat is, once again, the Torah has to penetrate. The Torah has to penetrate the most difficult part of the life of the Jewish people. For it to penetrate are the dealings between people when it comes to money, right? Judging cases. It's true there are also cases for capital cases, etc., etc., etc. But those who are judging the Jewish people are above them, because the goal of the judge is not to show how wise he is and just to maintain order amongst the riffraff and the rabble. The goal of the Jewish shofet, the goal of the Jewish dayan, right, is to have the Torah penetrate, once again, dvarim, to penetrate every part of the Jewish people's life, to transform them, to make them into a people of tzedek. To make them a people of tzedek. So if they mess up, right, it's not just, okay, fine, no, so I made a mistake with the riffraff. If you mess up, you messed up the order of the Jewish people. They're above you. They're above you. Your goal is to make sure that the Torah penetrates them. That's your job. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, right? I couldn't bear you. Why couldn't I bear you? Because since I'm so much above you, you've always got hesitancy to accept what I have to say. As he explains in Pasuk Yud Beis, Echa esal levadi torchachem masachem brivchem. Rashi says, torchachem masachem brivchem. How can I bear, right? Torchachem masachem brivchem. Well, let me show you Israel Torchanim, says Rashi. Right? They were Torchanim. Hayecha mehem roes baldino notzeach. He sees his friend is winning. The Torah is leaning in his direction. He says, what did he say? He did it, Bobby. I got more witnesses to bring. Yeah? He see Raya's Bobby. I have more proofs I can bring. Yeah? Most of the Alechem Dayanim, which is something you can't even do, La Alacha. Right? I'm gonna add more Dayanim now. What are you talking about? Accept the Torah. You won't accept it from me. Because you see as though I'm putting it upon you from above. What you need is, etc. Torchanim, Masachem, right, Rashi says Masachem. Malami shayu apikorsim. Masachem, they were like apikorsim. Why? Hikti Moshe latseis. Moshe came early, they'd say, Ma rab, ben Amram latseis. Shema enu shofi besok beso. Oh, maybe he had a fight with his wife. That's why he's coming out early, right? Right? If he's Icher, let's say, if he comes out a little bit later, you know what he's doing? He's plotting against us. You don't have the right relationship with me. I can do it. But that's not the issue. Because it's not a matter of I can do it. It has to transform you. If you, right? If you don't relate to me properly, in terms of your everyday affairs, then that's not the point of implementing justice. For the point of implementing justice is to penetrate you and your lives. Rivchem, Shayrovnim, always arguing back and forth. It won't work. You know what you need to do? That's what he says to them. Havelchem anoshim chachomim nivonim v'yeduim l'shivteichem. You present me with people that you know, that you respect, that are known to you. You have a relationship with them. Maybe then, record when they put the dinim and Torah upon you, right? That what he called, then it will penetrate inside of you. That's what is being said over here. Maybe then it will penetrate inside of you. In the end, we see that they even disrespected the very elders they chose, because it says by the Chet HaMaragdim, they all came to me in a mass multitude, everybody pushing and shoving, etc., etc., etc. All the respect was gone. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself says to them, V'atanosi impasik yudalit, V'atanosi v'tomlu itova dobar shir dibarta lasos. Great is what he called is the idea that you rejected us. Yeah, let's set up Dayanim. Right? What you should have said, optimally, was, who's it better to have the Torah implemented by, if not by the person who received the Torah itself? But instead you say, I don't know, this is a great idea. Yeah, let's get judges. I know that guy over there. He's a nice guy, right? I'm sure he's, you know, he'll remember the time that I really called, helped him get his bazooka out of the bubble gum machine, right? Whatever it is. The machine with the, what do you call it, with the gum inside of it? Bubble gum machine, right? Etc. He'll do me a favor. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I had no choice. Hashem had no choice. Hashem had to say, you need to appoint people because maybe then it would penetrate. Did it help? No. Right? And that's why the Eicha, Esalav Adi Tochem, Asav Echem Revchem, is read in the Nigud of Eicha, because already the seeds are shown. Right? The seeds are sown. This is already a problem. Everything is fine. It's good. It's good. Hashem is here. Hashem is with us. We're going to go out there. Etc. But the seeds are already, what are called, sown. You've shown that you're not willing for the Torah to penetrate every part of your life just yet.
Oh, so that was an unfortunate
judicial. What?
That's the whole importance of the judicial.
Right, because he wants to be able to penetrate it so that you transform them. So you get people that you know. Maybe that'll penetrate. But it's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening. Let's just close one thing. What do you call it? The Mor Hashem and Vashemesh. He says a lot over here. I'm not going to say a little more Vashemesh. He says a very interesting thing. He says when a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, right, when Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, he says, Hashem Elokeichem, here by Eschem, v'inchem hayom ki chochve ha-shamayim larov. You like the kochavim. He says the word kochav, chav vav, chav beis, right? Chav vav, chav beis. Chav vav is the Shem Havaya, right? Chav beis are the osios of the Aleph beis, right? The Aleph beis. The Jewish people are like kochavim, right? They're like kochavim. They're meant, as it were, by usage of the chaf beis osios of the aleph beis, to implant, or I should say, to imprint Hashem's name upon every event. You are like kochavim. That's why Hashem wants justice, as it were, in the midst of the Jewish people, to transform you to be like those kochavim. You should be blessed a thousandfold, etc. So fine. So what did we see? We see the whole Sefer Dvarim, as it were. And this, we said over here, it's not, now we understand a little bit better that this, what appears to be a parenthetical phrase, all of a sudden we start talking about the judges and appointing the judges, etc. In the middle of this whole discussion of Tochacha, Riko Dvarim, it's all the same story. The Koach of Torah to transform a person, the Koach of Torah even to transform the language of the nations of the world. The Koach of Torah that even the Jewish people, and they're going to Galus, right? But they'll be able, as it were, through the Torah that they will learn and absorb in that Galus, they'll be able to extract the unique nitzotzes of Kedusha that are found in the different Galuyas that they find them. And the Koach of Torah is, as it were, to create a society, right, of Kochavim, of where Hashem's name is imprinted upon all the Chavbeis, Osius of Alephes. The Jewish people are like the Shlach, as we've said before, Yisrael, Yesh, Shishim, Rebo, Osios La Torah. The Jewish people are like the 600,000 letters of the Torah. They are the physical embodiment of the Torah. They are the physical embodiment of the Torah. That's the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. No, because it wasn't totally on him. Because when it's all unilateral, you need man, I'll give you man. You need to cross the Yamsuf, we'll cross the Yamsuf. You need Slav, I'll give you Slav. I'll bring down the Torah. But where it requires a certain attitude on your part, I can't change your attitude, right? I have to give you a system that's the most conducive to transforming you. But right, and even into that system is already built in. Think of it. Look at it. The Rebbe Shem will never undo the Rebbe Shem's will. Right? Even when we botch the job, there's I can't even call it a contingency plan. Right? As we're talking over here about entering Eretz Yisrael, he's already telling him right out, recording, be invited to the Jewish people, the Torah in 70 languages. This is because we should rim. Why? Because when you go to Golus, you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. The Seder, Eishon Chazon Lamoe. You're going to need that also. So it's the koach of words. The koach of words, the dvarim, the koach of the Torah. That's the topic over here. All right, we know that what do you call with the Jewish people? Right, like we saw already from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Right, that in Eicha, the pay comes before the ayin. In Eicha, three out of the four prakim, that are written in the Seder Alfred, the pay comes before the ayin. Why? In other words, they created a false reality with their mouths. So in other words, they saw something else. In Pashit, they saw something else. They saw the wrong thing. They saw the wrong thing. Because with your words,
yeah,
if you mess up your words, you mess up the way you talk, yeah, no matter what you talk about, right? If you use language as an abstract of what he called of Mr. and Mrs. Grog, as opposed to what he called Divrei Elokim Chayim, so then you see the world differently. You see, gee, I wonder what Bush is going to do. I wonder what Baker is going to do. You don't see what he called the Hashgach of the Rabbonu Shalom. That Peh becomes Ryan. That's why the Peh comes before the Ayin in Eicha, and that's why we said two weeks ago, that Rav Tzadok says though that's the Seder of the Haftorah, the Gimel de Puranus of the three Haftorahs of calamity. The first one is Divrei Yirmiyo, the words of Yirmiyo. The next Haftorah is Shimu Dvar Hashem. You don't speak right, then when you go, you don't understand. Shmia is always assimilative. You gather together, you understand something, right? I hear it. Well, let me hear it. Doesn't mean what it calls. I don't have earwax. I hear it means I understand it. You speak incorrectly, then you don't hear it, you don't understand it correctly, and in the end, Chazon Yishayo, you don't even see it correctly. Right in front of you, look at it as what he called, you look at it as one person looks at it and sees the what's good here, or the Kedushin's here, and then the person sees, ah, oh, there's a pain in the pursuit. Right? Dibur Shmia Re'iyah. All hinges, right? Words of Torah. Okay, Mr. Shem, I'm not going to be here next Erev Shabbos. Right? So, Mr. Shem, will meet Blinetter Erev Shabbos Akev. Right? So, Nakamu, right? Mr. Shem will come. Nakamu will come. Right? Mr. Shem, even, maybe we'll even
how
more
than
that. Just what do you call week?
And Friday, Mr. Shabbos until Elbow?
No, I said, we can try to come back Akev.
Akev.
Yeah, Mr. Shem. Okay.
Very good.